The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots to talk about when it comes to sports, whether it's Deflategate, which is a bunch of nonsense if you ask me, and to be quite honest with you, so glad we're bringing this character in this hour. Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California, because I know he thinks way different than I do on this one. And Fred, let me warn you real quickly before you jump in here. We do have a huge New England Patriot fan on the phone with us, already queued up and ready to go. You do know who he is. It's been a long, long time since you've spoken to him. But he did grace us with his presence years ago on the program. None other than Justin McKinney is on the program as well. Comedian, actor, sports fan, analyst, when we put him in that position. Justin, how you doing, man? How's it going, bro? I know we talked to you a little bit last hour, but you're going to get a whole different feeling this hour with Fred Wallen, because I guarantee you, you guys are going to butt heads on this whole thing.
No, hey, first of all, Fred, how are you, buddy? Nice to see you again. Kind of.
My heart is palpitating because we're only 8 hours away from the Pro Bowl, and I grew up loving the Carter All-Stars. So I can hardly wait for the next 8 hours. I don't think I'm going to make it, to tell you the truth. I'm going to be watching ESPN all day.
Andy, the Pro Bowl, I think they should switch the ball out with the Brady PSI balls and see if anyone knows the difference.
Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. Justin McKinney joining us. Fred Wallen, as always, Dorf Man. Be right back in just a few. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
YMT Vacations invites you to discover the tropical islands of Hawaii on a 13-day four-island tour. Specializing in Hawaii since 1967, YMT offers the most affordable, carefree vacation in paradise. Call 1-888-400-5770 and plan your getaway now. You'll tour Pearl Harbor and visit world-famous Waikiki Beach on Oahu. Take the Waialua Riverboat Cruise on romantic Kauai. Visit the old whaling capital of Lahaina on Maui and on the Big Island of Hawaii. Tour an orchid nursery, Volcanoes National Park, and more. Included are beautiful hotels, baggage handling, escorted sightseeing, and flights between the islands. Call YMT Vacations at 1-888-400-5770 for reservations and details on one of our weekly departure dates. Prices start at only $1,649 plus tax. And be sure to ask about low-cost airfare, too. If you've never been to Hawaii, this is the trip to take. 1-888-400-5770.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
So can you answer right now, is Tom Brady a cheater?
I don't believe so. I mean, I feel like I've always played within the rules. I would never do anything to break the rules. You know, I didn't alter the ball in any way. I have a process that I go through before every game where I go in and I pick the balls that I want to, the footballs that I want to use for the game. When I pick those footballs out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that.
Nobody touched Tom's balls after he picks them out. See, that's what I'm talking about. Bottom line is this. Fred Wallen's going to come at you, Justin, with all of his nonsense about the Patriots are shady and they do this and that and the other. And he's going to try to convince you that they're doing something wrong. And I'm going to convince you, or we're going to try to convince people, that I just think the guy's more prepared. I think the guy competes better than most. And the bottom line is the guy wins a whole heck of a lot more than most. But people want to go after people. People, you can call them haters. You can call them whatever you want. The bottom line is anytime somebody does something and they're very good at it, we start to question and point fingers at them and say that they can't be doing this unless they're cheating or getting some sort of an edge. I kind of beg to differ on this. I think Tom Brady is a phenomenal quarterback. He prepares himself and competes harder and better than most people do each and every Sunday. Fred, we're going to give you the first take at this because, again, Justin is a diehard New England Patriot fan. He's going to obviously support Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But you tell us why you really feel that the New England Patriots are cheating and Tom Brady is a no-good you-know-what, because I've seen your posts, Fred, so I know how you feel about this.
Well, I don't think I've ever used Tom Brady's word in name in the any of the Facebooks, so it's I'm not saying it's on him. And again, I'm a big Tom Brady guy. I've always been one of his biggest supporters. I interviewed Bill Belichick when he was in Cleveland and when he was losing, and I thought he was a good coach then. This year, late part of the season, the plan that he came up with which the NFL is going to change the rules after the season as far as who's eligible, who's not, I think is ingenious. I'm not questioning that. However, history says that in the past, Bill Belichick has cheated the taping in 2007 when he got fined $1 million and Robert Kraft got fined $500,000. So there is a history there. I just don't believe that it was fair that the balls were lighter than they were supposed to. And again, you're going to tell me the score was 45-7. I'm going to tell you, listen, if it was the very first drive of the game and you're throwing a pass to Edelman, and if it's a lighter ball and he catches it and the drive continues and they score a touchdown, that changes the outcome of the game. If it's a heavier ball, maybe it sails because it's so cold. Maybe he doesn't catch it, and maybe the drive ends. So maybe it doesn't end 45-7, and it doesn't even matter. I don't care if it was a 10-7 game or a 45-7 game. They got caught. And what about the week before the Baltimore Ravens. Certainly that was a close game. I don't know if they used the lighter balls at that point or not. All I'm saying is if you're Roger Goodell and you've made every bad decision known to mankind over the last year, you got a very, very tough decision to make here because it is the New England Patriots. They have been caught before. And if you're a bank robber once, the odds of you being the guilty party the second time are greater than somebody that you just pick out of the sky. And that's what I'm basically saying. They have to investigate it. And for them not to have talked to Tom Brady until Thursday is insane, inane, ridiculous, and beyond belief if you're going to do any kind of research on this at all. I didn't care who won last week. I mean, in my contest, I've got the Patriots. I had the Patriots against Seattle from the very start, so I'm still alive because the Patriots won. But that's not the point. The point is, if they've cheated, they've got to be penalized. And how come, you know, it's pretty ironic that certainly the Colts' balls weren't 11.5. They were 12.5. So, you know, the league legality is 12.5 to 13.5 in the National Football League. The Colts seem to be able to use a correct ball. So somebody somewhere made a switch. And I'll tell you one final thing, and then you guys take over. Tom, on that Thursday interview, the media conference, saying, well, it's sort of like your tires in the driveway. They look flat, but once you start driving, they're okay. Well, then how come the Colts didn't flatten out or didn't? All I'm saying is something happened, and just to disregard it because it was a 45-7 game, I think is ridiculous.
I think you're stretching it completely. Justin, I'm going to give you the first take on this, and then I'm going to come in there and hopefully clean up. But go ahead.
Well, first of all, I can't agree more that the NFL has done a horrible job with this whole thing. But I don't know all of the facts with the Colts ball until it all comes out. I don't know all those facts. I mean, I've heard that the second half the Patriots played with properly inflated balls. Is that true?
Yes, that is true, and I was going to point that out to
Fred. Started off 9-for-9 with those balls, and obviously we know the score. And you make a good point, that first try. But here's the point I made to Andy the last hour, and Andy, I hate to, if it's okay if I repeat myself.
Absolutely.
If there's this advantage, if Aaron Rodgers likes it, I think the whole idea of this window, I think they might expand as to how soft the ball can be, because if Aaron Rodgers likes it on the high end and it's not an advantage, don't you think the other players would say, hey, Aaron, we know you like to throw it this way, but it's harder for us to catch? Like, I don't think it really matters. That's where I have a problem with this whole thing. It's more about why, if a ref can't pick up the ball and feel it with his own thumb, like press it in and be like, oh, it's pretty firm. It feels about right. Like, I think they should be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's a different issue as to whether or not they cheated or not, but that's my first thing. I don't think there's any big advantage, and we'll see. I mean, they're going to check the balls. Obviously, in the Super Bowl, they're going to be correct. We'll see how Brady does, and then the years coming in, they're going to be all over this thing if they don't change the rule, and we'll see if he does. But I don't know that it's so much of an advantage, more than he just likes how that feels, almost like Kurt Warner used to wear gloves. He liked the grip. Some guys like it this way. Some guys like it that way. And if the idea of the league is to promote scoring, and we want scoring, you'd think you'd want the quarterback to have a little bit of leeway. So that's where I'm kind of having this whole thing. Like, why does it even matter? I mean, when I played high school football, I don't even know. I mean, you felt it. If it needed air, it put air. I don't think anyone had a gauge for a football. It's either it had enough air or it didn't, and you could just, you know, test it with your hand. So that's kind of what I'm – I think it's just been blown so far out of proportion on that end. But like I said, until all the facts come out, I just don't know what was the deal with the Colts balls. Was it – because that obviously seems a little – there's something off here, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, both teams provide their own balls for their team for offense, first and foremost. And like Justin said, Fred, they changed at halftime. They started playing with the balls that were fully inflated, and Brady goes out there and crushes them. I guess here's my thought on this. I think it's tougher to throw a ball that has less air. Think about it. It's not going to go as far, number one. Number two, I don't think it's as easy to throw it. A ball that's fully pumped up can go for miles. So I don't think it's an advantage to Tom Brady. I think it's a disadvantage. So I don't even understand the whole thing, to be honest with you. So, again, this whole thing is – a product of 2 weeks between championship game and Super Bowl. We have way too much time on our hands. Why aren't we talking about Marshawn Lynch and what kind of a joke he's going to be come media day? Why aren't we talking about Bill Belichick and what a great mind he is instead of saying he's a cheating mind? Why aren't we talking about Russell Wilson and saying, this guy's unbelievable. Think of what this guy's accomplished in a couple of seasons. Why aren't we talking about Tom Brady and his legacy? So I think what we're getting here is the storylines for all this right now are out of whack. It doesn't even make sense. We're trying to make news when there is no news at this point. So, again, I think that this whole thing is completely ludicrous. To think that Tom Brady is trying to cheat and get a competitive edge on people is absolutely insane. I guess I just don't understand that thought process. And to think that Bill Belichick had anything to do with this, Fred, is absolutely ludicrous. What does he care what the ball pressure of the ball is?
Because Brady said he likes it a lighter ball in the cold weather. Brady was
so that's Tom Brady. That's not Bill Belichick. Belichick has nothing to do with this.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. That's Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. Historically, they've been caught before.
We'll be right back, Justin.
A few good men, isn't it? Did he order the code red, right?
Exactly. There you go. I mean, totally. That you hit the nail right on the head. Is this a code red or what? Anyways, Justin McKinney hanging out with us. We're getting a true. This is awesome, to be honest with you, because it doesn't happen that often to get a different perspective. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Justin, hang with us one more segment because I got to find out what you're up to as well as a lot of this Deflategate stuff. So one more segment with Justin McKinney, Fred Wallen, Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit. But you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. I just love to argue with the guy. He's in Los Angeles, California. Trying to keep the peace. Justin McKinney, actor, comedian, friend of mine. You may have seen him on Comedy Central. You may have seen him doing stand-up somewhere. We're having him break down the world of sports for us. You can join in 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorfon Sports. Shoot Justin something. It's J-U-S-T-O-N, McKinney, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y. You can get him at there on Twitter there. But a lot of things going on in the sports world. A lot of things are always happening in the sports world. And Justin, really appreciate you taking time out with us, man. Really do. It's cool that you have this much time to kill with a guy like me and Fred on Sunday. So,
are you kidding me? It's an honor to be on with you guys, man. Thank you for reaching out.
Yeah, hey, anytime. Look, I see a lot of your posts on Facebook, and what's kind of cool is it's cool to know that you actually look at some of the things that people respond back to you. And when I see something that you do I think is funny or solid or whatever, or I just want to say what's up every now and then, it's good to know that you actually get back to me and say, "Hey, Dorf, what's going on?" It's good to know that we have that rapport. And again, man, I met you like you said, it's probably closer to 10 years ago. We spent a couple hours together doing the show down in the studio in Phoenix, Arizona. And to be honest with you, it's been good to keep in touch with you over the years. And I'm glad that we have the honor and the privilege to be doing this. So I may call you more. Now that you gave me your phone number, dude, you might be in trouble.
Anytime, man. I can't believe it's been that long either. It was like 5 AFC championships ago, and it's been a long time.
I agree, man. Hey, and just but before we'll get back into sports a little bit.
All you people that hate the Pats out there, don't think for one second it's not annoying for me being back here. You know how many times shows are on a Saturday night and I got a playoff game because of the Pats? I'm up against the Pats. I had to cancel my show just 2 weeks ago. You know, so, I mean, it gets aggravating always being in the playoffs like this. So don't think we're not hurting.
No, look, man, it's tough to be a winner. As tough as it is to be a loser, you're kind of right. It's tough to be a winner because people are always talking about you cheating potentially or you know, that you get lucky to get there or whatever it is. But in all honesty, I want to talk sports with you a little bit more, but I do want you to tell us some of the things that you got going on and kind of what you've been up to a little bit with your career and whatnot, man.
Well, you know, look, I've just been, you know, pounding it out there on the road. Obviously, I got a family now. I got 2 small kids. So I'm really concentrating on the family thing. But I tour all over the country. And, you know, I'm out in Denver in a few weeks, which I can't let them know I'm a Pats fan until halfway through my set. Or they're turning on me. But so I'm out in Denver, and I got some, and I do a lot of the theaters back here, and I'm in Los Angeles a few times a year pitching shows and developing shows. And the last couple of years, I had last summer I was developing a show with Courtney Cox that didn't get picked up, and then a couple of years before that with Dennis Leary. So I'm just swinging the bat, doing my thing, and you know, and touring. And I've got, you know, I'm on YouTube, obviously. I got YouTube stuff and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And yeah, still waiting for that big break, but in the meantime, it's going pretty well. I can't complain.
No, and I've seen Justin, like I said before, funny guy. You can tell he's got that East Coast thing going on for sure. And again, you know, he knows his sports, and that's kind of why we like to bring you a variety of different type of people on the program. And to be honest with you, I enjoy talking to these comedians a lot, you especially, Justin. But I've been really lucky throughout the years to make a lot of good relationships. And what's cool is comedians talk sports as good as anybody. When you really think about it, you look at what Frank Caliendo does on ESPN. Chris Rock gets pretty involved with stuff. So you guys have a good pulse on not only what you're doing in the comedy world, but in sports. And that's truly why I like having you, because you put a good spin on things and you have a pretty interesting perspective on stuff too. So I totally appreciate it, man.
No, it's fun, and it's and look, this year with all, everything going on with the Super Bowl, it's almost just making it. It's going to be one of the best Super Bowls in history now. You know, right? Let's be honest. I mean, there's just adding this little twist to it this year. It's just I just can't wait. I mean, I'm hoping the Patriots just pound them. Just to, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, they can't lose. The Patriots cannot lose this game now.
No, I mean, in all honesty, I like the Patriots in this game. We'll kind of get into some of our thoughts on that, too. Look, Tom Brady, this is a sixth time. You know, there's so much history. Belichick, obviously, with what he's done. And these two guys are just like the best 1-2 punch you could ever imagine with getting to the Super Bowls and getting the job done. I truly think, you know, look, Seattle, in my humble opinion, a little bit lucky to be here. The Patriots, there was no doubt in anybody's mind that, you know, after seeing what we saw in the two games, they're definitely a team that deserves to be where they're at. You can make an argument that the better team, again, I could really make this argument. I'm a huge Packer fan. I live, die, I bleed green and gold, the green and yellow. That's who I am. I've been a Packer fan my whole life from the great state of Wisconsin. And you could make a very serious argument, at least I can, that the better team did not win that game. When you go out there and control somebody for 57 minutes and wind up losing, that's a complete collapse on their part. So it is what it is. We have these two teams, but truly I feel that New England, very well prepared, maybe the better team in this situation. We'll find out. I love Tom Brady. I'm not taking anything away from Russell Wilson. What he's accomplished in a very short time goes without saying. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. So at the end of the day, I think we have a great matchup. Do I think the Packers would have been a better matchup, being a little bit selfish? Sure. But I do think you have two of the greatest quarterbacks maybe to ever play the game when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And Russell Wilson, I'm not taking anything away from him again. And let's not say he doesn't get there, Fred or Jeff or Justin. But right now, to me, the better matchup would have been the Packers and the Patriots. We have Seattle and the Patriots. I think there's a lot of great storylines, and a lot of it has been flooded by this Deflategate thing, and that's a little bit too bad at this point. I think this week we'll see the thing shift quite a bit when you think about it. It'll shift more to the game. It'll shift more to some of those great storylines that I was talking about with Belichick and Brady and Russell Wilson and what he's been able to accomplish in a short time, and Pete Carroll, what he's done, how he gets guys to respond for him, Marshawn Lynch, what kind of a disaster is that going to be for media week? So we'll start to shift our focus on the game and what's going to be taking place. But Fred, Jeff, let's get Fred's opinion first to a certain degree. I like the Patriots. Who do you like, Fred?
Well, I did before this all started. I have no opinion at this point. You can go to phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com, for my opinions on the other games. I have no opinion on this. I will tell you this. This has made the impossible happen, and I'll tell you what this has caused. Pete Carroll is now the most well-liked of the two coaches. Now,
sure,
Pete Carroll is not liked by anybody. And I'm a UCLA guy, and of course, you know, he was at USC. But beyond that, he's not a well-liked guy by a lot of other coaches and a lot of other fans and a lot of other teams and all this. But now, after this, he is the most well-liked of the two coaches. And I got to tell you something else. What's happened here is, I think neutral fans, thinking that the Patriots cheated, are now going to all be rooting for Seattle. And that's hard to believe because, again, Pete Carroll is not a well-liked guy. So this has caused the impossible. And a lot of this is on Roger Goodell. He's got to do something. He's got to make a statement at some point. You don't talk to Tom Brady as of Thursday, you're crazy. I mean, this came out Monday.
I mean,
the first call you make is to the coach, and the second call you make is to the quarterback. Doesn't that make any sense? I mean,
no,
that's what I would do.
I agree 100%. I think Roger Goodell has had an awful year. Let's be honest. He's had a terrible year. He's had a series of bad things go on for him. And at this point, I think he thinks less is better from him. So real quickly, let's get Jeff's take. And then, Justin, we're going to let you finish it out for us. Jeff, real quick, go ahead. It's Patriots or Seattle?
Well, I like the Patriots. I think that, you know, and I said it in the first hour, I think that this is, you know, this whole deflate gate, and I'm actually tired of everybody attaching gate to every scandal, because Watergate wasn't even about water, but, you know, that's beside the point. I like the Patriots because I think they're the better football team. You know, when they need to run the football, they do, and when they need to throw the football and abandon the run game as they did against Baltimore, that's what they do. Seattle's gotten away with a few things throughout the playoffs and throughout the season, and I don't think Bill Belichick, with 2 weeks to prepare, is going to allow that to happen.
I agree. Hey, Justin, put a cap on this for us before we get to break. And again, yeah, really appreciate you taking time out.
I just think, and I'm hoping that just like what Fred was saying with this whole thing, how they're the villain now, that they use that to motivate, similar to what happened after Spygate. They went out and won every game in the regular season and lost that unfortunate Super Bowl there to the Giants. I'm just hoping that they just come out with this whole chip on there for the defense. Is like, what do we got to do with the pressure in the ball? You know, everything is tainted now. It's like, I don't know. I think they look at how the Belichick's been attacked, Brady was attacked, just seeing those guys be uncomfortable up there. I think they're going to rally and just they're all going to play the game of their lives. That's what I'm hoping for, and I'm hoping the Patriots beat them, you know, by two touchdowns.
Justin, we may have to talk to you next week before the game, so look for a call from me sometime this week, brother. Really appreciate it, and great talking to you, man. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Have a nice talk to you, Fred, Jeff.
Bye, guy.
All right.
Sounds good. Justin McKinney, comedian, actor, sportscaster. We have him doing his thing here on the program, and love it, man. I love it. I love the power of social media, to be honest with you. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. We're going to keep breaking this thing down. He's Fred. I got Jeff as well, and we'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich with us as well. He's right in my backyard somewhere, Phoenix, Arizona. You could be with us as well, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Well, a lot of our conversation today has been about this Deflategate, Bill Belichick and his ways and whatnot, and a lot of that stuff obviously has occupied the airwaves today, and rightfully so. It's been a story that's been out there. I think a lot too much has been made of it, but you know, it is what it is. That's a product again of having this much time between the Super Bowl and those championship games. But
and let me interrupt you.
Go ahead.
What if it's proven that the coach or the quarterback knew all about it and they told the guy to deflate the balls? You're saying you're still making too much about it if the balls are not the legal balls as they're supposed to be? And the big question to me is beyond, I didn't even know this, and I followed sports at the age of 5. In baseball, the umpires have control of the baseballs.
Yep.
Can you imagine, think about this now, can you imagine if the individual teams had control of the baseballs? Okay, when they're at bat, they want the harder balls, and when they're playing defense, they want the other team to have the softer balls. So
right.
Why does football live by different rules? How come the referees aren't the ones pumping up to the 12.5 to the 13.5 per cubic inch or whatever they're talking about? Why do you let individual teams do that in the first place?
Great question. I don't have the answer to it, but it would seem logical to me that the officials are the guys in control of the ball from start to finish, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't even know why, if you really want to get into this, I don't even know why a guy gets to pick out a ball, to be honest with you.
I agree.
I think that's ludicrous. So
I'll give you guys my take on this.
Go ahead.
It's that we want more points in the NFL. More points equal better ratings, and that's why the rules have changed to make breathing on receivers illegal, and that's why the quarterbacks get to pick the ball, they get to condition the ball, manicure it any way that they want, because we like we don't like 6-3 football games. We want to see high-scoring shootouts, and the Pac-12 and the Mountain West started it in college football. And now we've got it in the NFL because these defenders can't even play defense. It's a quarterback's league because that's the way that the powers that be design it. So the quarterbacks get to pick the ball for that very reason and that reason alone.
Again, I don't really know what the difference is. I guess I'm just too stupid to know. Look, I think – and look, I watch – look, for we can throw this in many different ways. Think about it. If you think about a tennis ball, you watch the way that, the tennis players get several few balls thrown to them, by the ball people, and then they pick out a couple of balls, and those are the ones they hit. Whether they hit the same ones over and over, I have no idea. You know, when I'm playing a match, we have three tennis balls. Do I hit one more than I hit another? I have no idea. So to a certain degree, I actually understand where Tom Brady's coming from when he says, look, I couldn't tell the difference from, 12.5 to 13. I don't know the difference. Because truthfully, when I'm playing a tennis match, I don't know if I'm hitting one ball more than I'm hitting another. There's three of them. One ball may get left out. I don't know. Am I using them equally? Who the heck knows? When you're in the heat of a battle, you're just concentrating on what you're doing. At least that's what I'm focused on, is what I'm the task at hand. So the equipment that I'm using is not as important to me as just going out there and executing and controlling what Andy can control. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And again, I'm going to go back. I think Jeff makes a good point. They're trying to score more points, but by scoring more points, they're allowing the possibility of cheating, and that's not what you want at any point and case. And the major problem is Roger Goodell. You know, I heard Keith Olbermann, I think Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, under Rule 17 of the NFL, Goodell can do anything he wants, including forfeit last week's game. Of course, he would never do that. Give the game, make the teams play again. He would never do that. So we're down to fines or suspensions as far as to anybody involved in this. But if anybody's involved in this, they shouldn't be allowed to play in the Super Bowl. That's the question to me.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Yeah, that's preposterous, first and foremost.
Let me just throw this out. If Belichick or Brady told the ball boy, I want 11.5 instead of 12.5, you think they should be allowed to play in the Super Bowl?
Listen, the bottom line, Fred, is that's ludicrous. Maybe there's a method behind their madness. Maybe that's why they're not doing any questioning of anybody before the Super Bowl, because they don't want to be put in that position. Because I'll tell you what, putting Tom Brady on the bench or not having Bill Belichick out there, that is going to cause a serious uproar. Let's say
you had him on tape. You would still let him play in the Super Bowl? If you had Belichick or Brady on tape telling the ball boy, I don't want it at 12.5, I want it at 11.5, you would still allow him to play in the Super Bowl?
Look, again,
well, that would only,
I don't know what
that would only matter if the tape got released to the public.
I'm saying I want to see how far Andy's going to go with this. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying you're basically saying, hey, let's disregard it as nonsense. Well, no, if they win the Super Bowl and they were later caught cheating, that's not right. What if the Ravens could prove that the ball was lighter in that close game 3 weeks ago? Or 2 weeks ago, and they had something on tape from Brady or Belichick. It'd be okay for you, for Belichick or Brady, to do their job in the Super Bowl?
Look, here's what I'm trying to say. I think it's a disadvantage to have less air in the ball.
Not to Brady.
I don't understand the whole argument.
Brady said he likes it lighter.
Listen,
Brady was quoted as saying he likes it lighter.
You're taking a quote out of context. No. When he says he likes when Gronkowski spikes the ball to take air out of it, that means nothing. People are reading into that way too much. That means that he likes to score touchdowns, Fred. I mean, come on. I'm going to repeat the question.
Let's say we have him on tape, Brady or Belichick. At some point, does Andy say enough's enough, or do you still allow them to play in the Super Bowl? If we have them on tape saying that they cheated, at what point is too far? Where's the line drawn is what I'm basically saying.
Well, we don't have them on tape saying they cheated.
I don't know that. No, I'm just saying, how far will you go? You keep saying, we got to play the Super Bowl, and if you lose one of these guys, the coach or the quarterback, it would hurt the Super Bowl. I don't damn care if it hurt the Super Bowl if these guys were caught cheating before the Super Bowl, because they might not have gotten to the Super Bowl if they hadn't cheated. So, I mean, I'm asking you, Andy, if somebody had it on tape, if the ball boy or somebody had a tape when Brady told him or Belichick told him, it'd still be okay for you for have these guys playing the Super Bowl and coaching the Super Bowl?
Obviously, if they have tape evidence of them cheating, then you have to go the other direction.
Okay.
But they both clearly came out and said that they did everything within the rules. So, again, look, I hear what you're saying, and I said it before. I talked about guys in baseball saying to us and lying to us, saying that they have never cheated. I don't feel the same way about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick when it comes to balls. I'm sorry. I disagree with this whole thing. I think it's nonsense. To me, again, it doesn't make sense that having less air in a ball will help you. It should hurt you, if anything. And obviously, to a certain degree, I know what I'm saying if the ball is completely flat, you're not going to be able to throw it. I think we all know that. I don't know what the difference is from 12 to 13 and a half. I don't know that because I don't care enough, to be quite honest with you. Like I said, when I'm playing tennis, I don't know if I'm hitting one ball more than another. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm out there focusing on what I can control, and what I can control is how I go out and play. I can't control the equipment that I'm using. So at the end of the day, I think this is way, way more being made of than anything. We should be talking about what Marshawn Lynch is going to do during the game and how the Patriots are going to run the ball with LeGarrette Blount or what they're going to do. I think there's way more interesting things to be talking about than whether a guy played with a ball that was inflated or deflated. So, again, call me crazy, but I think the story is what's going to take place on the field, not what's taking place off the field. I don't give a rat's you know what. So,
but
to
I do if somebody cheated. And I think a lot of us do if somebody cheated.
What is the spirit of this rule even? Because for me, it sounds like the Pine Tar incident back in the early 80s, where the rule was, it didn't give the hitter any advantage. They just didn't want to muck up the baseballs with the Pine Tar going beyond 18 inches on the bat. I don't have any proof whatsoever that underinflating a football gives you any advantage. In fact, you know, if you listen to Aaron Rodgers, it's easier to spin a regularly inflated football. So I don't think that it provides any advantage. It might be a little bit easier to grip, but the spirit of the rule is so you're not playing with flat footballs on national TV.
Andrew Luck had a horrendous day. Now, was that because it was cold? Was it because the ball was 12 and a half? Would he have had a better
game?
Would he have had a better game if he was at 11 and a half instead of 12 and a half? Because the ball sailed on him at 12 and a half. It wouldn't have sailed as much at 11 and a half. We don't know that answer, but all I'm telling you is that you live by certain rules in life. And I'm just saying, I don't know if these guys are guilty or innocent. All I'm saying is you'd have to talk to somebody by Thursday, 10 days before the Super Bowl, if you're really trying to find something out, and the NFL has failed one more time in doing its job. That's all.
Again, I think really what your message is here, it's not so much that you're saying, you're obviously saying that if they cheated, but what you're really trying to say is this is another issue that the NFL has gone out and failed with.
Because 100% right.
The truth of the matter is like I said earlier, this has been an awful year for Roger Goodell. I mean, the guy has had one of the worst years as far as being a commissioner of a league that I can ever imagine. I mean, you know, it was bad for the NBA with Donald Sterling, but think about the series of events that happened for the NFL and Roger Goodell. And for the most part, the only guy to blame in all these situations is Roger Goodell himself. He's the guy who makes all the rules. And he bends the rules for certain teams and certain people. And he has a double standard for certain players and certain teams and whatnot. So I get what you're saying. I get your message. Your message is loud and clear, Fred. But ultimately, this is on the officials, and this is on, once again, Roger Goodell. So, Bill Belichick, like you said earlier, I give the guy credit for being smarter than everybody else. And you know what? The formations that he uses, so be it. If that is what it is, and he caught them, and he was able to pull one over on them, more power to the guy. The NFL's got to get smarter. And Roger Goodell has to do a much better job of dealing with everything that's going on. And if he can't do it, get people to help him and make better decisions and make better choices and make better punishments for everybody. Instead of just being like a wild man and doing whatever the heck you think whenever you want. That's just not the way it works, man. Anyways, I went on a tangent. Only one segment left. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here today on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Justin McKinney for this hour of joining us, talking sports, breaking it down and letting us know what's going on with him. If you don't know, check him out. JustinMcKinney.com, I believe, is his website. And follow him on Twitter at Justin McKinney. And it's J-U-S-T-O-N, not J-U-S-T-I-N. And then obviously I got to thank these two guys, Fred Wallen and Jeff Rich, for hanging out as long as they do with me each and every week. Hey, before we get out of here, guys, I want to ask you something real quickly. Fred, with what's going on there in Los Angeles, Kobe Bryant and whatnot, I know you're not a happy guy. So I want you to touch on that real quickly, and then I'm going to shoot to Jeff about the disaster that I think is going on in Cleveland. But first, let's talk about your Los Angeles Lakers in about 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Kobe Bryant playing injured the other day. You didn't like it. I think it's a guy trying to play under tough conditions, and he's probably better than what they have with just one arm anyway. So give me your take on what's going on with your Lakers and Kobe Bryant.
I think he'll come back next year. I think trying to play left-handed put down the entire league. It's like I'm better than you are, even with my offhand. I think it was a very selfish thing. I think Byron Scott had lost control of the team.
Jeff Rich, Cleveland has been a total disaster for LeBron James. We've seen him break down a little bit this year, to be honest with you. Somewhat surprising, shocking. He doesn't seem to be the same guy. It's a little different when you don't have Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Think he would rather be in Miami right now or what?
Not at all. Not at all. They're 24-12 when he's on the floor. I think they got the right pieces, acquiring Mozgov, J.R. Smith, and Shumpert, and they're on a winning streak right now. Looks like they might finally be buying into David Blatt's system, but a big game with the Thunder today, so wait and see.
Well, I don't think they're winning a title. That's just me, and I know it's really early, but I'm not sold on the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think they're a disaster, to be honest with you. And I think LeBron is just going to wind up getting frustrated later on. Anyways, for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, Justin, everybody involved, John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Super Bowl Sunday when it's the Patriots and the Seahawks going at it for the biggest prize in the NFL. We'll be back next Sunday on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.